الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. باب ما جاء في عيش النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبه إليه. قال حدثنا قتيبة بن سعيد قال حدثنا أبو الأحوص عن سماك بن حرب قال سمعت النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه يقول ألستم في طعام وشراب ما شئتم؟ لقد رأيت نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم وما يجد من الدقل ما يملأ بطنه. وبه إليه قال حدثنا عبد الله بن أبي زياد قال حدثنا سيار قال حدثنا سهل بن أسلم عن يزيد بن أبي منصور عن أنس بن رضي الله عنه عن أبي طلحة قال شكونا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الجوع، ورفعنا عن بطوننا عن حجر حجر، فرفع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بطنه عن حجرين. وبه إليه قال حدثنا محمد بن إسماعيل قال حدثنا آدم بن أبي إياس قال حدثنا شيبان أبو معاوية قال حدثنا عبد الملك بن عمير عن أبي سلمة بن عبد الرحمن عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في ساعة لا يخرج فيها ولا يلقاه فيه أحد، فأتاه أبو بكر فقال ما جاء بك يا أبا بكر؟ قال خرجت ألقى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنظر في وجهه والتسليم عليه، فلم يلبث أن جاء عمر رضي الله عنه فقال ما جاء بك يا عمر؟ قال الجوع يا رسول الله. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا قد وجدت بعد ذلك. فانطلقوا إلى منزل أبي الهيثم بن التهيان الأنصاري، وكان رجلا كثيرا النخل والشاء، ولم يكن له خدم، فلم يجدوه، فقالوا لامرأته أين صاحبك؟ فقالت انطلق يستعذب لنا الماء. فلم يلبثوا أن جاء أبو الهيثم بقربة يزعبها فوضعها، ثم جاء يلتزم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويفديه بأبيه وأمه إلى آخر الحديث. الحمد لله. In the last few sessions we discussed the mubarak features and the qualities of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم known as his shama'il. In today's session inshallah we will discuss the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his living standard in this world. We all know very well the luxuries and the comforts we enjoy in this world. When we return home after Maghrib Salah, the entire table is full of different types of delicious food. Let us compare our meal, our living standard, our lifestyle to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu, once he addressed his disciples, his students, and he told them that I see you enjoying the luxuries of food and drink. Are you not indulging in food and drink as you wish? You eat whatever you desire, you drink whatever you desire, whenever you wish to eat and drink, you do so. And then he says, most certainly I've seen your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his condition was such he did not even possess nor find dry, inferior quality dates or kajur to fill his mubarak belly. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha states in this hadith, Kunna ala Muhammad, we the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very clearly she says that she was part of the Ahle Bayt, which clearly refutes all those false beliefs and those false claims of the Shia and Rawafid who accuse her of zina wal iyadhu billah. And they claim that she is not part of the Ahle Bayt and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She herself is saying, "Kunna ala Muhammad," that we, the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, namkuthu shahran. Sometimes months would go by. In one hadith, she says, "We would see the moon of the first month, the second month, the third month, and still there was no fire lit in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means there was no food at all." In the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her nephew Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhu asked her, "Oh my aunt, tell me and what? How would you live? How would you survive? No food at all for the entire month." She replies, "In huwa illa tamr wal ma." It was only dates and water. It was only kajur and water. And water was specifically mentioned because there wasn't enough dates in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fill their bellies or fill their stomach. Therefore, they had to partake of few dates and then drink water upon those dates to give them some, to satisfy their hunger. In another hadith, she mentions, ما شبع آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من خبز الشعير يومين متتابعين, that the family of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم never ate a full stomach of dry bread made of raw barley. They never ate a full stomach for 2 days consecutively of dry bread made of raw barley. There was never leftover bread in the home of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nevertheless, this long hadith which I have recited, reported from Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, he says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam left his home at such a time of the day, which was unusual for him to leave his home at that time of the day. It was not his noble habit to come out at that time of the day, nor was it his habit to meet anyone during that time. However, he left his home at that hour, and suddenly he sees Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an coming. He asks him, O Abu Bakr, what has brought you at this hour? What has made you come at this time? He replies, O Nabi of Allah, I have come to glance at your Mubarak face one more time, to make salam to you another time, to spend some time in your Mubarak company. Shortly thereafter, Umar radiallahu an comes. Ma ja'a bika ya Umar, O Umar, what has brought you in this hour? What has made you come at this time? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I'll be very honest. It is severe pangs or pains of hunger and starvation. For this reason, I've left my home because of severe hunger. Allama Bajri rahimullah, the commentator of this hadith, mentions that Umar radiallahu an did not leave his home to search for some food or to go and beg from someone. Who is Umar? He is Khalifa. He is the Amir al-Mu'mineen who ruled more than 2/3 of the earth during his Khilafah. He did not leave his home to beg or ask for some food. Rather, he had this intention that he will go and sit in the Mubarak company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will gain some comfort, some warmth, some solace being in the Mubarak company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and perhaps being in his Mubarak company, he will forget about his hunger, and he will return home satisfied, satiated. Sahaba were those lucky men, those fortunate men, who had the privilege or the honor of being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever they had any worry, or they had any parishani or difficulty, they would go and sit in his Mubarak company and forget all their worries. Even a father who had some problem with his son at home, he comes before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not uttering any word, no complaint whatsoever. Allah informs him of that entire incident. Nevertheless, Umar radiallahu an, his intention was to come and stay some time with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through this he will forget about his hunger. But then look at the reply of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Umar, wa ana qad wajadtu ba'da dhalik. That's the very reason for which I have also left my home. It is also severe pains of hunger. They then go to the home of Abu al-Haytham bin Tihiyan al-Ansari, who was an Ansari Sahabi, who possessed many orchards or many gardens. Likewise, he had many animals. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ خَدَمٌ, he did not have any servant or any slave to help him or to make his khidmah. They go to his house, they knock on the door. His wife from inside, she says, her husband has gone out. He has gone to draw some fresh water for us, and he will return very shortly. Shortly thereafter, Abu al-Haytham returns, radiallahu an, and he's so glad, so happy, so elated to see the greatest guest standing at his door, and then the greatest followers of that guest of his with him. He then goes and he hugs Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He embraces him. He makes mu'anaqa wa yufaddihi bi abihi wa ummi. He began to say, O Nabi of Allah, may my parents be sacrificed for you. He then takes them to his garden, and then he spreads a dastarkhan or a sheet for them, and he makes them sit on that dastarkhan or that sheet of his. He then goes and he picks a few dates from one of the date palms, and he presents it before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, they partook from those dates. They drank from that water, that sweet water. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at them and he tells them, هذا والذي نفسي بيده من النعيم الذي تسألون عنه يوم القيامة. Even in that condition of severe starvation and hunger, he reminded them of Akhirat, and he took a qasam in the name of Allah, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies my life, these ni'mat, these bounties that you are enjoying, You will be questioned about it on the day of Qiyamah. What are these ni'mat, what are these bounties, which you and I don't appreciate at all? Firstly, dhillun barid, cool shade, sitting in this garden. وَرُطَبٌ جَيِّدْ وَرُطَبٌ طَيِّبْ, pure fresh dates. وَمَاءٌ بَارِدْ, and fresh cool water. These three ni'mat, these three bounties, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a qasam by the name of Allah, that a person will be questioned who asked about these bounties on the day of Qiyamah. Abu al-Haytham then goes and he slaughters an animal for them, and he presents the meat before them. They eat from that meat. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, هَلَّكَ خَادِمٌ, do you have any servant or any slave to assist you or to make your khidmah? He replies in the negative. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, فَإِذَا أَتَانَا سَبْيٌ فَأَتِنَا, whenever any captive comes to us, then come to me and I will give you from the captives as a slave from amongst them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then given a few captives, and he gave one of, Abu al-Haytham then appeared in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking him for a slave. So he told him, اختر منهما, that these two slaves of here, you choose which one you desire. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, or gives him the option to choose. He says, no, Ya Rasulullah, اختر لي, you choose for me. You pick one for me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, إن المستشار مؤتمن, an advisor is one who is entrusted, one who is trusted, who is trustworthy. خُذْ هَذَا, take this slave, because I have seen him performing salah. So because of the aspect of salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preferred him over the other. وَاسْتَوْصِ بِهِ مَعْرُوفًا, and accept my advice by treating him very kindly. Abu al-Haytham then takes a slave and he goes back to his home very happily. He then informs his wife about the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his advice to treat the slave very kindly. His wife tells him, in that case, مَا أَنْتَ بِبَالِغٍ حَقَّ مَا قَالَ فِي النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will never be able to do justice. We will never be able to carry out the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam except by freeing the slave. The only way we will be able to fulfill the command and the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by freeing him. So he says, okay, in that case I have freed him. The message then goes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this sahabi, he heard your advice and he freed this slave of his, despite his need for a slave or a servant. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَبْعَثْ نَبِيًّا وَلَا خَلِيفَةً إِلَّا وَلَهُ بِطَانَتَانَ, Allah never sent any Nabi to this world, nor any successor, except that he has two secret advisors. Every Nabi, every Prophet, likewise his successors, they have two secret advisors. One who advises him to do good, and who prevents him from doing anything wrong, and the other who does not care to the least bit in causing him destruction or causing him to be destroyed. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ بِطَانَةَ السُّوءِ فَقَدْ وُقِيَ, that person who is protected from an evil advisor, then he is really protected from a great harm. The message in this chapter for you and I, or the lesson, is to understand the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the difficult conditions he had to undergo. The question might arise, why didn't the wealthy Sahaba, why didn't they go and offer some financial assistance or financially assist or support the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The answer is quite obvious. The Nabi of Allah, likewise his family, never complained about the condition. Nor did they even make it apparent what they were undergoing at their home, to the extent that the Sahaba did not even know what was the actual condition of poverty in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the beautiful qualities and the shama'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to increase our love and muhabbat for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, salamun ala al-musaleen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله، سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله، تحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، الزاكيات لله، الطيبات الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله، السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with Laylatul Qadr. Allah alone knows best which night is Laylatul Qadr. Perhaps tonight may be Laylatul Qadr. Allah ta'ala don't make any one of us mahroom of Laylatul Qadr. It's very important. We should not have any arguments or fights on these Mubarak nights especially. Otherwise we'll be deprived of these Mubarak nights. We'll make a short dhikr again inshallah and then make dua.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله you are our رب my الله، يا الله you are most beautiful الله، يا الله you created us my الله، يا الله you are our خالق my الله، يا الله we are your servants we are your slaves my الله، يا الله you put us into this dunya my الله، يا الله you are testing us in this dunya my الله، it is an examination for us my الله. Then we will die, my Allah. And then you will raise us again on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. And then, ya Allah, it will be hereafter, my Allah. Our permanent abode, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us pass this test in this world, my Allah. With flying colors, my Allah. Make us be among those who are successful, my Allah. Make us be among those who understand the purpose and object of our lives in this world, my Allah. Help us to make your ibadat correctly, my Allah. You have mentioned, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Make us make your ibadat, my Allah. Make us be true ibad, my Allah. Make us be ibad rahmah. Ya Allah, in the hereafter, give us Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Jannatul Firdaus. Where we will have peace forever and ever, my Allah. Ya Allah, there'll be no toiling, there'll be no problems, there'll be no difficulties, no disasters, no hardships, no suffering, no depression. No. Ya Allah, it'll only be peace and peace, Daru Salam, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, Wallahu yad'u ila Daru Salam, wa yahdi man yasha'u ila Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, grant us Sirat al-Mustaqim in dunya. Ya Allah, give us Daru Salam in the hereafter. Give us your happiness, my Allah. Ya Allah, what a beautiful night it is tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many brothers who have sat here, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. We are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only through your kindness that we are in your masjid, my Allah. Only through your fadl we are making i'tikaf, my Allah. Accept our i'tikaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our i'tikaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let our sitting here just be wasted, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us sit and just gossip and idle chat and waste our time, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to spend our itikaf correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our ibadat, my Allah. The durood and salam we send to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our dhikr we made, my Allah. Tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. We heard the shama'il of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, look at our lives compared to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have got so much of tahayyush, my Allah. So much of opulence and so much of comfort, my Allah. You have given us so much, so much, so much, my Allah. And still be not appreciating, my Allah. Still be not thanking you correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, still be complain and complain and complain, my Allah. Still greed has set into our hearts, my Allah. We just want more and more and more and more of dunya, my Allah. We have become so absorbed and consumed with dunya, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Make us understand that dunya will perish one day. Ya Allah, make us understand that akhirat is better for us, my Allah. My Allah, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't need anybody else but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are totally dependent upon you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Samad, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are that loving Allah, that kind Allah, who is independent, who does not require any person. You don't need any angels, my Allah. You don't need Jibreel alayhi salatu salam or any angel, my Allah. You don't need any jinn, my Allah. You don't need mankind, you don't need any creation, my Allah. You are wahid. Ya Allah, you've got no parents, you've got no wife, you've got no children. You are hayy and qayyum, you are dhal jalali wal ikram. You are the arsh al-majid, my Allah. You are the possessor of the arsh and kursi, my Allah. The skies and the earth and everything belongs to you. Jannah, jahannam, everything you have created, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are self-sufficient, my Allah. You are self-subsistent, my Allah. You don't depend on any person, my Allah. You are ghani, you are independent, you are hamid, full of praise, my Allah. All praise belongs only to you, my Allah. Greatness, loftiness in the sky is yours. In the earth is yours, ya Allah. Whatever is above the sky is yours. Whatever is beneath the earth is yours. Between the skies and earth is yours, my Allah. Everything belongs to you. You are Malik, ya Allah. You are Malik, Yawmiddin. Ya Allah, you are the master of the day of Qiyamah, my Allah.
Qiyamah is yours, my Allah. You are the king, my Allah. You are the ruler, my Allah. Sovereignty belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. The keys of the treasures of the dunya and akhirat belongs to you, my Allah. لَهُ مَقَالِدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَا مَنْ بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ يُجِيرُ وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ. Ya Allah, nobody can overpower you, my Allah. You are most great, my Allah. Nobody greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't see you in this world, my Allah. La tudrikuhu al-absar, wa huwa yudrikuhu al-absar, wa huwa al-latifu al-khabir. Ya Allah, you are awwal, akhir, zahir, batin, my Allah. You are so loving and so kind, my Allah. You love us, my Allah. You have provided so much for us, my Allah. You gave us iman, my Allah. You made us an ummat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You gave us tawfiq of keeping roza in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you bless us with this month of Ramadan. You gave us tawfiq of making tahajjud salah. Tarawih salah, dhikr, tilawat, durood, ya Allah, whatever ibadat we have made, only through your fadl, your kindness, my Allah, accept it, my Allah, accept it, my Allah, accept it, my Allah, accept all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, just know it will be Qiyamat, my Allah. And how are we going to face you, my Allah? Ya Allah, it's going to be so difficult, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the Quran, ayat upon ayat, my Allah, about the horrors of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, it is so terrifying, my Allah. And we people like ourselves, my Allah, how are we going to fare on the day, my Allah? Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. You have given us these occasions from your kindness, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given it to us, my Allah. And therefore we have raised our hands tonight, my Allah. With this little hope, my Allah. Just that one merciful glance of yours. Just look at us once with a merciful glance, my Allah. Ya Allah, one merciful glance, my Allah. Ya Allah, and just shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. That one drop of your mercy is sufficient for us, my Allah, to be successful in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are your slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have provided so much and given us so many bounties and we still disobey you. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. Fa'fu anna. Fa'fu anna. Fa'fu anna. Fa'fu anna. Fa'fu anna. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana kullaha. دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر. لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا الله, nobody can help us, my Allah. Only you can help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, your doors are wide open, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, ya Allah, from after Isha, my Allah. After Tarawih, we begged you again. Now too, we are begging you, my Allah. We'll continue begging you, my Allah, begging from you, my Allah. Because there's no other person we can go to, my Allah. Ya Allah, we take qasam in your name. Wa izzatik, wa jalalik, wa irtifa'i makanik. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, ya Allah, by your ismi a'azam, asma'ul husna, sifat al-ula, my Allah. Help us, guide us, my Allah. Guide us in our dunya, guide us in our akhirat. Every step we take, guide us. Don't make us falter, don't make us slip, don't make us blunder, don't make us make a mess of our lives, my Allah. Protect us, help us, protect our iman, protect our deen, protect our lives, make us be obedient slaves, my Allah. If we're going towards haram, save us, bring us onto sirat al-mustaqim. Don't make us love haram, my Allah. Take out the love of filth from our hearts, ya Allah. Don't make us love zina, don't make us love gambling and taking drugs and riba and interest and khamar and all filthy things, ya Allah. Don't make us go near zina even. Don't make us cast lustful glances at any haram woman, my Allah. Make us appreciate our halal wives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us appreciate our halal wives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us spend our time, ya Allah, with our families and children in the correct way, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us attach ourselves with you, my Allah. Fill our hearts, ya Allah, with your love, my Allah. Make your love be ghalib in our hearts, dominant in our hearts, over all other loves, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from illicit relationships, my Allah. Protect us from prostitute dens, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from becoming gay, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from taking haram things, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us consume haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, only make halal come into our bodies, my Allah. Make us see halal, make us speak halal, make us speak the haqq and truth, make us be righteous and pious and nek and salih, my Allah. All those good qualities you have mentioned in the Quran of of good people, my Allah. We talk about your friends, the buzrugs, and we talk about awliya, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know what that is, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your marifat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the list of your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, make up space for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, put our names there, my Allah. Ya Allah, enlist us, my Allah. You lose nothing, my Allah. Even though we are not deserving, my Allah. Even though we are filthy and rotten, my Allah. Even though our hearts have become so corroded and rusted with sins, my Allah. Our hearts have become so blackened, my Allah. Kalla barrana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Ya Allah, we know our hearts have become filthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, but please, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know what words to use tonight, my Allah. In which way to express ourselves to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hand to you, my Allah. You have said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. My Allah, we are asking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are all hearing, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, help us, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide our youngsters, guide every person who is sitting here tonight, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters and brothers at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are listening, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got hopes in you now, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you decide now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you. Nobody can compel you, my Allah. Nobody can compel you, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we can beg from you, my Allah. We can beg from you, my Allah. Look at our pitiable faces, my Allah. Look at our hearts, my Allah. Look at our feebleness, my Allah. We've got nothing to offer to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are independent, my Allah. Ya Allah, what can we do, my Allah? You help us, guide us, put us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Don't make us deviate. Don't make us fall, my Allah. Ya Allah, just choose us now, my Allah. Make us some awliya, al-kamilin, al-sadiqeen, al-siddiqeen, my Allah. Make us be ulaika al-ladhina sadaqu. Ulaika humul muttaqoon. Make us from the muttaqeen, my Allah. This month of Ramadan is for taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't, haven't understood what is taqwa. But grant it to us, my Allah. Grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be on hidayat and make us become a means of others coming into the straight path, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, who have raised their hands, Ya Allah. At this very moment, my Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Our dunya we need, our ukhra we need, my Allah. We've got dunya hajat, my Allah. We are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need, Ya Allah, food to go into our stomachs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need, Ya Allah, help, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got problems, Ya Allah, we've got diseases, illnesses, my Allah. We want shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want help in dunya, my Allah. But mostly, my Allah, we want assistance for the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors for us, Ya Allah, of Jannat, my Allah. Show us the sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, any person got any problem, my Allah. Some have got court cases, my Allah. Some are in languishing in prisons, my Allah. Some are sick in hospitals or at home, my Allah. Some have underwent operations, some going for operations, my Allah. Some they have not been diagnosed yet, my Allah. Some person has got some depression, my Allah. Ya Allah, some sister has got, Ya Allah, she's divorced, my Allah. Ya Allah, some sister, Ya Allah, some mother, my Allah. The husband has beaten her up, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are not on talking terms, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are masoom children, my Allah, who are looking at their fathers and mothers fighting all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, homes are broken, my Allah. Ya Allah, you reunite all of us, my Allah. Make the ummah come strong and one again, my Allah. Help us, guide us, my Allah. You are Hadi. You are, Ya Allah, we are asking you every day in our salat. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, forgive us. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, and make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. And the remaining days of Ramadan, make it be the best of days, my Allah. Better than all the other days, my Allah. Make us become spiritually charged, my Allah. Enlightened, my Allah. Illuminated, my Allah. Make this heart of ours shine now, my Allah. Make it be white, my Allah. Make it become bright, my Allah. Make it brim with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make the sunnah of Rasul come into our lives, my Allah. Do not make us become bad people, my Allah. Don't make us become bad examples, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become role models, my Allah. For the youth and our children, my Allah. Ya Allah, for the Muslim ummah, my Allah. Give us understanding of Quran and Hadith, my Allah. Give us tafaqquh fi deen, my Allah. Bless us with hikmat, my Allah. When we speak, noor must come out, my Allah. Our action will be of noor, my Allah. When people see us, they must be reminded of you, my Allah. When we speak, Ya Allah, their knowledge must increase, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, I do not know what hajat our brothers and sisters have, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham, مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يلا give us a good moat my Allah Ya Allah, all the marhumin give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. In different parts of the world, i'tikaf is taking place, Ya Allah. Except the i'tikaf of all the mu'takifin, my Allah. Except the roza of all the sa'imin, my Allah. Ya Allah, except the tarawih of all those who are reading tarawih, my Allah. Except all our ibadat. And give us istiqamat after the month of Ramadan. Give us steadfastness after the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, make us become such that, Ya Allah, people, Ya Allah, become attracted to us for your sake, my Allah. Not for name and fame, my Allah. Not for name and fame, my Allah. Protect us from riya and sum'a, my Allah. Protect us from ostentation, my Allah. Protect us from show, my Allah. Protect us from pride and anger and jealousy and malice, my Allah. Give us ikhlas, ya Allah. Make us hayyin, layyin. Make us haleem uttaba, my Allah. Don't make us become angry people and bad akhlaq, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa salim. Ya Allah, don't deprive any one of us of Laylatul Qadr. Allah, whatever ibadat we made, accept it for Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak to stay awake the whole night till Fajr, my Allah. We will doze off to sleep, we will fall off to sleep, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the strength to be awake and make your ibadat. Ya Allah, but even if we are awake, our ibadat, Ya Allah, is not even right, properly how it should be to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, but accept it, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and brothers at home, grant each person Laylatul Qadr, my Allah, and the barakat of Laylatul Qadr. Make us see many more Ramadan in a good condition, in a pious condition, a righteous condition. Make this masjid, especially, my Allah, abad. Every masjid in the world, but especially this masjid, my Allah. Our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi Allah, full his qabadur noor, my Allah. He made such sacrifice. He used to cry for the youth, my Allah. He used to cry for the youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, he used to cry, my Allah. He should cry for all of us, my Allah. Today he is no longer with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make it be such that the fruits of all his efforts go wasted now, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Help us to continue his work. Help us, my Allah. We are too weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we get overpowered by shaitan and nafs, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Make it be a means of his najat in the akhirat, my Allah. Fill his qabr with noor and all our mashayikh and our elders, my Allah. And family members who have passed away, my Allah. Our elderly parents and grandparents, Ya Allah, give them sukoor and afiyat, my Allah. Allahumma arhamhuma kama rabbayana sighara. Ya Allah, they left this world, Ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested dua, accept them, Ya Allah. Hadirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool from the entire ummat of Nabiya Kareem, give, accept each person dua. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas-sami'ul 'alim. Wa tub 'alayna ya Mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun. Wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.